The Agriculture Department has exhumed the body of an Alabama cow that was identified this week as the third U.S. case of mad cow disease. They're also working to trace the herd mates and offspring of that cow. The task is made more difficult by the fact that, unlike Canada, Europe, and Japan, the U.S. still does not have a national tracking system for livestock. And as NPR's Greg Allen reports, ranchers aren't sure they want to help the government keep track of their cattle through a national database.
The Agriculture Department announced Monday that a downer cow, that is a cow that could no longer walk, had been euthanized and tested positive for mad cow disease. But aside from that, Gene Halloran of Consumers Union says it's surprising how little is known about this animal.
We know it's a cow, but we really know very little about where it's lived or what it's eaten along the way.
That's important because mad cow disease is spread through contaminated feed, feed that contains ground-up parts of other cows that had the disease. That practice was banned 9 years ago. The USDA says the Alabama cow appears to have been at least 10 years old. At least that's the judgment of the vet who euthanized the cow and who based his estimate on an examination of the animal's teeth. But as Halloran says, the animal's exact age and questions about how and where it may have contracted mad cow disease remain a mystery, because in this country, there's no system to identify and track livestock.
In other countries, they'll put a little computer chip on the cow or give it something like a barcode, and you track the animal from the day it's born to the supermarket, and you know exactly where it's been and who's owned it and what it's eaten.
For years, industry and government officials have discussed plans for a national animal identification system, and those talks got more serious after the first U.S. case of mad cow disease was discovered in 2003. But despite that, adoption of any national system still appears to be years away, and few cattle producers seem to want to speed up the process. At the Kingsville Cattle Auction in central Missouri, hundreds of bulls, steers, and heifers jostle in pens in a huge barn, waiting to be herded onto the sale floor. Ronald Bybee is a small cattle producer, a cow-calf man with 50 head of Black Angus cattle on his ranch in Deepwater, Missouri. Like many ranchers, he's not in favor of a national mandatory system for registering and tracking cattle.
The big thing I think that most cattlemen fear is the fact that information they gather will be used against us in some way, and also that the cost of running this system would be passed on down to us, which personally I don't feel we can bear a whole lot more cost.
The cost is a dollar or two per animal for radio transmitter ear tags, thousands of dollars more for feedlots and meat packers who would need new equipment to track and maintain records of the animals they receive. Ronald Bybee says ranchers also worry about just who else would have access to a national database.
We think, for instance, that the meat packers could use this by knowing how many cattle was actually in the system at any given time. That's one thing. Another way it could be used against us would be by the environmental people.
That opposition from cattle producers is one reason why Agriculture Secretary Mike Johanns announced last summer that any national database for animals would be run by industry groups, not by the government. Many cattlemen want any tracking system to be voluntary, and for now, the USDA is going along. Kansas Livestock Commissioner George Teagarden, though, says he believes a national ID system won't work unless it is mandatory, covering the entire cattle industry. As for concerns that a national database might help meat packers control cattle prices,
in reality, those packers already know that information. Yes, we will have that kind of information, and if you do some research and put one and one together, you probably will come up with two, but these databases will not be open to the general public.
Teagarden insists that any database would only be for tracking disease and open only to public health officials. If such a system were in place now, officials say they already would have a lot of information about the third U.S. case of mad cow disease, where else the cow lived, where it might have contracted the disease, and which other animals should be tested. USDA officials are working to trace the animal's history, but that's a process that's not likely to be quick or easy. The last time USDA tried to trace the herd of a cow with the disease, it took months. And in the end, because of a lack of records, agriculture officials were unable to locate 20 herd mates of the animal that had mad cow disease. Greg Allen, NPR News, Kansas City.